Amen. We decree and declare this is the day the Lord has made. We decree and declare we are the healed of the Lord. We decree and declare the strength of the Lord. We decree and declare clarity over our lives. We decree and declare angelic visitation take place on this day. We decree and declare a divine hedge of protection over the lives of your people and their families even now. We decree and declare abundance this day. We decree and declare the increase of the Lord. We decree and declare the love of the Lord surrounds and encompasses us even now. We decree and declare divine connection. We decree and declare the peace of the Lord that surpasses all understanding. Take us over right now. We decree and declare the joy of the Lord over our lives and our families' lives even now. We decree and declare fruit-bearing good works this day. We decree and declare in you we move, live, and have our being. We decree and declare right relationships take place even now. We decree and declare prosperity. Send now prosperity, O Lord. We decree and declare the truth, the turnaround take place even now. We decree and declare the double portion happening this day. We decree and declare right direction. Let your word be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path on this day. We decree and declare favor around travel. Keep us in our coming and our going. We decree and declare elevation and promotion over our lives this day. We decree and declare the blessings of the Lord that maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. Prophetess, let's open up the line and speak in our heavenly language.
Father God, I thank you for this day, God. I thank you for this time we have together to come to you and pray to you, God. God, I thank you that we can all surrender to you. God, I just pray for all those families that are in Florida that were affected by the recent incident that took place, God. God, I ask that you have your angels protect us, God. God, I thank you that you haven't given us the spirit of fear. I thank you for everything that you do for us, God. I thank you for our Archbishop and our First Lady, Pastor Deborah, God. God, I thank you for our parents. I thank you for our families, God. God, and I thank you for the schools and jobs that you put us in, God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever, bless me and Daddy and the whole world. In Jesus' name, and we love y'all.
Father God, thank you for this day. Thank you for traveling mercy. Father God, I thank you for waking us up this morning. I thank you for putting lights in this house. I thank you for putting a roof over everyone's head. And I thank you for letting us watch the news, praying for everybody in Florida, and hoping that everybody can be calm and safe, and that we can all have a pleasing day on Sunday to worship you, Father God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. So, prophets, if we can pray 3 minutes each. Thank you.
Amen. Oh, Father God, I just come to you this day to thank you for this day. I thank you, Lord, to be able to pray for your people worldwide. I lift up our leaders, Archbishop E. Bernard Jordan and Pastor Deborah Jordan. Continue to strengthen them, Lord, as they globalize the prophetic worldwide. I thank you for the peace and harmony that you can bring to the families in Florida who lost loved ones. I thank you, Father, for all the prophets that's on this line. And I thank you for the prophets worldwide. I thank you for poem that's quickly arriving. May all the prophets travel to and from safely. I thank you, Father God, for the miracles you perform in our lives and the open doors that no man can shut. I thank you for new and right connections in relationships and in business. And I thank you for the hedge of protection that you give for all of the children worldwide. And I thank you for being Jehovah Rapha, the God of healing, all of your people on the prayer list, Lord. And I thank you, Father God, for the conversations of peace worldwide. You deserve all the glory and honor, Father God, and I love you. I thank you for the fivefold ministries. May they continue to teach your people the truth of who you are. And I thank you for your word, the Bible, which is our foundation. And I thank you for all the people who are seeking you out, Lord, and finding you, Father God. May they have peace that surpasses all understanding. And I thank you, Lord, for marriages and for families who you are the originator of. Bless them, Lord, to remain together as they serve you each day. I thank you, Lord, for all the mothers worldwide. Continue to strengthen and honor them, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for my sons, Kevin and Paul, and Meek Mills. And I thank you for all the truck drivers. Continue protecting them as they travel to and from each state. And I thank you, Father God, for having the privilege of building your kingdom. And I thank you for new ideas and restoration, debt cancellation, love and peace, mercy, grace. I thank you for the wealth that you give your people this day. I thank you, Father God, that you send your angels to cover all the devastated cities and to help restore them with supplies and things that they need, Lord. I thank you for the first family, the Jordan family, and their legacy. Keep and strengthen each one of them, Lord. And I thank you for all the legacies represented on this call. Bless each family with your love, Father God. I thank you for the training that Archbishop continues to pour out to all of the people and us as prophets. I thank you for bringing us from glory to glory, Lord. And I thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, for being a yes to save us all, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for the promotions. I thank you for the entrepreneurs that's arising in the season in business. Thank you for housing favor. I thank you for your presence, always being right there with us, Father God. I thank you for your anointing, your Holy Spirit. I thank you for your fire to break every curse and every addiction, anything that's not like you, Lord. Proverbs chapter 3, 5, and 6, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. I thank you, Father God, for elevation of your people worldwide. And I thank you for the gifts and talents that you give each and every one of us. And I thank you for the clean heart, the servant heart, redeeming us in all things. And I thank you, Lord, for shifting our minds to faithfully serving you, Father God. Thank you for loving us, Father God. I love you, Lord. In Jesus' almighty name I pray, amen and amen.
And, Father God, we just thank you for the things that you're doing in this season, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for the light of rain. We thank you, Father God, for the new birth. We thank you, Father God, for the restoration, the miracles, the victory, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for the testimonies that's coming forth in the season, Lord God. For we shall trust in you, Lord God. Lean not to our own understanding, Father God. We thank you for the blessings of the Lord that make it rich and out of no sorrow. We thank you, Father God, for rebuking the devourer for our sake, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for keeping us safe and covered, Lord God. We thank you for your protection. We thank you for your comfort. We thank you, Father God, for the communion with the Holy Spirit, Father God. And right now, Lord God, we just bless. We just ask that you be with those who are grieving in this hour, Lord God, for those young people that have lost their lives, Father God. We just thank you, Father God, for your mercy and your grace, Lord God. We thank you for your favor, Lord God. We just thank you, Father God, for your word, Lord God. We thank you for the prayers of the righteous that avail much, Lord God. We thank you for just being with them, Lord God, and giving them that confidence and that peace that surpasses all understanding, Lord God. We just thank you, Father God, for covering them in your love, covering that city and this nation, Lord God, in your love, Lord God, and in your peace, Lord God. We thank you for your glory, Lord God. We thank you for the manifestation of your spirit right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you for covering us all in your blood, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for the protection, Lord God, and we just ask that you continue to camp your angels around us, Lord God. Thank you for keeping us safe, Lord God. Thank you for keeping us healed, Lord God. Thank you for keeping us hidden, Lord God. Thank you, Father God, for the new communication, the new relationships, Lord God, the new connections, Lord God. We thank you for the networking, Lord God. We thank you for the hidden treasures that you have coming forth out of your people, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for we are your servants, Lord God, and we are your vessels, Lord God, prepared and ready to receive you and all that you have to do in us, for us, and through us, Lord God. We thank you for the new blessings, Lord God. We thank you for the new transportation, Lord God. We thank you for the new jobs, the promotion, Lord God. We thank you for the new entrepreneurs that you're raising up in this season, Lord God. We thank you for bringing forth the people in your kingdom, Lord God, that should come forth, Lord God, bold and confident, Lord God, proclaiming the Lord Jesus, Father God, where you said that as we continue to move forward, Lord God, as we continue to move up and lift you up, Lord God, that you will draw all men unto us, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for just what you're doing for us in this season, Lord God. We thank you for your power, Lord God, because beside you there is no other, Lord God. We just thank you, Father God, for the things that you're getting ready to do in this season, Lord God. We thank you for opening up blind eyes, Lord God. We thank you for opening up deaf ears, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for allowing those who couldn't speak before for to speak, Lord God. We thank you for magnifying the voices of those who felt like they had no voice. We thank you, Father God, for those who are coming forth to speak for those who feel like they have no voice, Lord God. We thank you for revamping and restructuring the educational system, Lord God. We thank you just for the changes, Lord God. We thank you for the financial increase, Lord God. We thank you for the insight, the enlightenment, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for the upper hand that you give your people. We thank you, Father God, for allowing us to stand head and shoulders above all the rest, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for directing our path, Lord God. We thank you for making our crooked path straight, Lord God. We just thank you, Father God, for the things that you're doing in this season. We thank you for the wisdom,
Amen.
Lord God. Thank you for what you're doing. And Father God, I love you unconditionally. And thank you for forgiving us for our sins. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father God, thank you for this day to come before your presence. Father, I thank you for the anointing that you cast upon your people. Father, I thank you for the strength that guides the people to move forward and decreeing and declaring their good. Father, we know that no weapon formed against this, anyone on this line or anyone connected to the people on this line shall ever prosper. Father, I thank you for the victory that comes from the north, south, east, and west. I thank you for our leadership, Archbishop, Master Prophet, Ebenezer our Jordan, and our leading lady, Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan. Father, I thank you for Mother Mary Jordan. I thank you for Mother Mary Varian. Father, I thank you for all the mothers that surround this earth. Father, cover all the people in this hour, especially those in Florida. Father, bring them the comfort and the wisdom to know that you are still present in their lives. I thank you for the prayer requests, everyone that's on that list of healing and strength. Father, we thank you for the good report that only you can grant us. Father, I thank you for love and success in marriages. Lord, I thank you for peace of mind for your people. Father, I thank you for elevation and expansion, debt cancellation, Father. I thank you for real estate favor and real estate miracles. Father, I thank you for covering the fledgling. I thank you for prophetology. I thank you for every prophet that will be entering into the doorways of prophetology, every member that is coming to hear you, to be in your presence, Lord. I thank you for the favor that comes from the north, south, east, and west. Lord, I thank you in this hour that you cover marriages, that you cover the elderly, that you cover the homelessness. Father, I thank you because you are superior to all things. And without your Son, where would we be? So, Father, I thank you for all that you do and who you are. Father, I thank you for the children, even as they are on their break. Lord, keep them safe from harm. Father, even keep your men and women that serve in the country so diligently at perfect peace as well as their families. Father, I thank you for healing and strength for Sister Arlene Ford, who just had an operation. I thank you for the healing angel that permeates through her body from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. Lord, I just thank you for who you are, and I thank you for loving us unconditionally. And I ask all these things in Jesus' almighty name. Amen and amen.
Prophetess Bethany.
On mute. Amen. And Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for every life here on the line even now. We thank you for this new day, for this morning. We thank you for this time together. We thank you for every life that's here on the line even on this morning, Father God. We thank you for all of the prayers that are going up even now, Father God. We thank you for those, Father God, for all of the healing that's taking place, Father God, that only you can heal, Father God. Father God, thank you for being a comforter to those that need your comforting touch even now, Father God. Father God, thank you for being a God of peace, Father God, to grant those that need peace of mind or peace of spirit. Father God, thank you for granting that peace even now, that internal peace, Father God. Father God, blow a fresh wind of peace into our households even now, Father God. Father God, touch our families even now, our elders and our children even now, Father God. Father God, thank you for covering us as we come and as we go each and every day, Father God. Thank you for forgiving us even each and every day, Father God. Forgive us for any sins that we may have done, Father God. Thank you for your refreshing anointing and your touch even now, Father God. Thank you for ordering our steps, Father God. Father God, allow our ears to be open to hear you clearly, Father God. Allow our eyes to be open so that we may see what you deem necessary for us to see even now, Father God. Father God, touch our minds and our spirits. Allow us to be made whole, Father God, in you, Father God. Father God, thank you for our households. Thank you for the people in our lives even now, Father God. Thank you for right connections, Father God. Thank you for innovative ideas, Father God. Thank you for right connections even now, Father God. Thank you for your favor, Father God. Thank you for your loving touch even now, Father God. Father God, we'll continue to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor, Father God. We'll continue to lift your name on high, Father God. And thank you for this conference that is coming up rapidly, Father God. Thank you for allowing all of the people of God to begin to gather together in your name, Father God, to lift you up, Father God, to learn, Father God. Thank you for opening up our minds so that we may be able to understand and comprehend everything that's coming our way, Father God. Father God, thank you for allowing us to have the strength in you, Father God, each and every day, Father God. Father God, we'll continue to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. I love you, Lord. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for giving power to the faint and to them who have no might. We thank you, God, for increasing their strength. For even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young man shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon you, Father God, shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Father God, as we bask in your presence, even now, we thank you, Lord. Abba Sheta, we thank you, Lord God, for breathing upon us strength and refreshing, undergirding and building us up where we're weak, building us up where we're torn down. Father God, we thank you for your grace and your mercy. Father, we pray even now for our young people. We bless these fledglings that have stood on tonight. And we decree a special blessing upon them. We thank you, God, for their desire to pray, for the desire to come into your presence. Breathe upon them, God, an anointing and a zeal for leadership, a zeal for prayer, a zeal for ministry, God. Breathe upon them. Stir up their gifts even now. My God. We call them into leadership at an early age. We decree it so, God. Fresh oil pour upon them even now. My God. Let the oil flow even now. Lord God, capture their hearts and their minds and let them not stray away from your glory and from your presence. In the name of Jesus, we speak divine hedge of protection upon them. Father God, even in school, we decree and declare that you shield their minds from corruption, shield their hearts from seduction, and shield their emotions from every demonic attack. In the name of Jesus, for no weapon formed against them can prosper, and every tongue risen against them in judgment is already condemned. Father God, and we pray for the rest of our young people. Every young person that's represented in these families, every young person connected to the prophets, every young person connected to the prophetic order, we breathe upon them, God, a zeal for life, a zest for life, a zest and a zeal for worship, a zeal and a hunger, for they that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. We decree and declare that a hunger shall stir in them, even now, a hunger for the things of God, a hunger for righteousness, a hunger for the holy things, God. Touch their palates even now. Touch their appetites even now. For they shall not love the world, neither the things of the world, for all that is in the world is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life. God, we pray that you touch them even now. And we thank you, Father God, for our first family. We cover them, and we dispatch our warring angels to fight against them that fight against us. to fight against those, Lord God, to fight against every adversary, to fight against every attack, to war against every spirit that would cause strife and division and confusion. Lord God, unify and heal in the name of Jesus. Special favors upon them for business. Special favors, Lord God. Expansion and elevation be upon each of them, Lord God. And we thank you for our Archbishop and our Pastor, Prophetess Deborah Jordan. We speak strength to them and we cover them, Lord God, as you continue to stretch them as they globalize the prophetic. We dispatch our angels to war and to prepare the way for them, to make every crooked place straight, to make every rough place smooth, to exalt every valley and to bring low every mountain. We thank you, God, for favor. We call every need met. We call every bill paid. There shall be no lack in the house. My God, we breathe upon your people a spirit of giving. Oh, Rabakasheta, my God, call forth the seed, God. Oh, Rabasha, to eliminate the bleed, to meet the need, and to deliver from greed, God. Oh, Rabashela Baso Rabasha Talaba. And we speak healing for everyone on this call, every family member, every prayer request. We speak healing and deliverance. We speak breakthrough, my God. Breakthrough, Lord God. Deliverance from addiction. Deliverance from every attack and onslaught of the enemy. And we stand against every spirit of terrorism in this land. We stand against enslavement of your people. Rabba Shelabo, we dispatch your angels to war and to set the captive free, physically free, mentally free, Lord God, emotionally free. We set free even now from mental illness, from depression, from bipolar disease. Set free from cancers, Lord God. Oh, Rabba Kashalabo, Rezebosha, eating disorders. Set free from depression. Set free, my God, from alcoholism. Set free from abusive relationships. We decree it so in the mighty name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus prevail. The blood of Rabosheleba, the blood of Jesus prevail over every household. The blood of Jesus prevail over our elders. Oh, God, anoint their minds, anoint their bodies, renew their strength as the eagle. Sharpen their thinking and their memories, Lord God. Rebuke dementia and Alzheimer's brought about by toxicity. Heal, God. Let your blood cover every family that's represented. We pray for the House of Palm. We pray for every prophet. We pray for every ministry that's represented in the prophetic order. We bless every church that's resurrected underneath this umbrella, Lord God, and we call forth divine provision for your people. We call forth divine provision, Lord God. Every need, let it be met, Lord God. Obrasha, for wealth and riches are in our house. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, God, that we walk not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor do we stand in the way of the sinner, nor do we sit in the seat of the scornful, but our delight is in your law. Our delight is in your law, and in it we meditate day and night. And we are like trees planted by the rivers of water. We bring forth our fruit now. We bring forth the fruit. We call forth the fruit, because you promised to bless the works of our hands. Also, our fruit shall not, our leaf shall not wither, and whatsoever we do prospers. We thank you for your prosperity anointing. Breathe upon us, Lord God. Let us experience your prosperity even now, as never before. Double for our trouble, God. Double for our trouble, God. Double for if the thief be found, he must pay full restitution. We call forth restitution for every demonic attack, restitution. For God, you said, for our shame we shall have the double. We call forth the double, my God. We call forth the double, my Sherobosa. Double, my God, double joy, double blessing, double prosperity, double income, double salaries, double, my God, real estate favor, double transportation favor, double, my God, restoration of credit repair. Lord God, you said we shall have debt cancellation in the seventh year. Lord God, this is the eighth year and the year of new beginnings. We call forth a turnaround. My God, we call forth the turnaround in the mighty name of Jesus. And we give you the glory. We praise you. We praise you. We praise you. For no weapon formed against us can prosper. Every tongue risen against us in judgment is already condemned. And this is our heritage. For we dwell in the secret place of the Most High God. We abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And we say, Lord, you're our refuge. You're our fortress and you're our God. In you we trust. We thank you, Lord God, that 1,000 shall fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand, but it shall not come nigh us. Only with our eyes shall we see and look and behold the reward of the wicked. And we give you the glory and the honor and the praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Prophet Olivia, the announcements, please.
Amen and amen. Join Master Prophet Ebenar Joy live Monday through Saturday at 9 o'clock on his same number, 515-604-9266, 515-604-9266. And then at 12 noon to join our Pop Life conference call, where they'll be discussing prophecologies, asking questions and answering them. And then you can join at 8 p.m. with our very own Prophet Joshua Jordan, the eldest son of Master Prophet and Pastor Deborah Jordan. And then you can join us right back here at 12 midnight with our leader lady, Pastor Deborah Jordan, and the company of prophets for another Midnight Cry prayer call. Now, if you're in the New York Tri-State area, you can visit Zoe Ministries. And if you're looking for a church home, you can visit Zoe Ministries at 310 Riverside Drive at 103rd Street between West End and Riverside Drive. On Sunday, services is at 11 o'clock and 4 p.m. Now, if this call has been a blessing to you like it has been for me, you can text to give at 646-762-0433. That's 646-762-0433. Text GIVE. And if you have any prayer requests, you can email Pastor Deborah Jordan at www.pastordeborahjordan.com. www.pastordeborahjordan.com. And we have Prophecology coming up February 23rd through the 26th at the Crown Plaza Hotel in Times Square in New York. And the registration is closed, but you can still have you can still sow a seed of $2,500 and have full access to the workshops. You cover your hotel and your food. Prophetess Darlene Gray.
Amen, amen, and amen. Also, Book of the Month 4 is on the way. You can sow your seed and set up your poem, your Book of the Month pledge at 888-831-0434. And for the Book of the Month Club, you will receive a publication written by our very own Archbishop, the Master Prophet. Amen. Every month you'll receive a new book. Also, your Book of the Month pledge will go towards setting your expenses for the next prophecology. Your room and your food will be covered at the next conference. Amen. Archbishop Master Prophet Ebenar Jordan always over-delivers. Amen. A book every month, plus your hotel and your food and access to all of the workshops and services at the next prophecology Amen. So once again, the registration is closed for the February conference, which you can still attend. For the small donation of $2,500, you have full access to every service and every workshop and conference and presbytery, unlimited one-to-ones with the prophets. Amen. Now, you can't pay for that. You cannot pay for a word. You cannot pay, amen, to have several hours of just visiting and sitting with the prophets as they pour in and speak the word of the Lord into your life. Unlimited access, amen, to the presbytery. Amen. So join us again for another Midnight Cry with Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan, our leading lady, the wife of our Archbishop. Amen. The woman of God whose vision is to expand this prayer call. Amen. To have a 24-hour prayer call. Amen. And by you sowing your seed, amen, and helping us to expand, God can give us the grace to stand with the woman of God as she expands this prayer call. I know you want to be able to call at any time for prayer. Amen. So stand with the woman of God as she continues to build this prayer ministry, as well as stand with the master prophet as he continues to globalize the prophetic. Company of Prophets, once again, you've done it again. Thank you. Pastor loves and respects and honors you for your faithfulness. Bishop honors and respects you for your faithfulness. I love you to life. Amen. Fledglings, you are the center of my joy. I'm just excited to have you on the call on tonight. Thank you so much. And I'm just going to think about something very special to do for you at Prophecology. I don't know what that is yet, but stay tuned. And we love you. And good night.